with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County health officials report 48 more coronavirus cases and 2 new deaths, including the first outside of the Coachella Valley, bringing the countywide death toll to 8 and the number of cases to 107. The latest death was a man in his 70s living in an area public health officials call the county's mid-region, which includes Banning, Hemet, and Anza, according to Jose Arbayo, senior public information specialist with the Riverside University Health System. Another death was reported earlier Wednesday in the Coachella Valley. Wednesday's increase in cases was the largest. The first case was reported March 8th. Of the 107 cases, 24 were determined to have been acquired locally, 4 were travel associated, and 79 are under investigation to verify origin. Members of the California National Guard on Wednesday began setting up a temporary hospital at the Riverside County Fairgrounds in Indio in anticipation of an expected surge of coronavirus cases. Governor Gavin Newsom says there have been more than 2,500 people who've tested positive for the coronavirus in California, a 17% increase from Tuesday. And more than half of those positive tests are people between the ages of 18 and 49. Newsom says it's obvious a large number of young adults aren't adhering to self-isolation or safe social distancing.
They are a bipartisan order. They're not a rural order and an urban order. They're not a Democratic order or a Republican order. The state of California and close to half now of the American people are living under some frame of reference around home isolation. Let's meet this moment. Let's follow through. Halfway is no way.
Banks say they'll begin deferring mortgage payments and foreclosures for homeowners impacted by the coronavirus. As Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports, Governor Gavin Newsom made the announcement Wednesday afternoon.
More than 200 California financial institutions, including 4 large banks like Wells Fargo and U.S. Bank, will waive mortgage fees for 90 days. Bank of America will postpone payments by affected customers on a monthly basis. Governor Newsom says there's no income cap for pausing mortgage fees, but customers do have to prove they've been affected by the coronavirus.
It's significant that we don't have a patchwork one bank to another. That's what happened in 2008. Credit unions doing one thing, banks doing another, state banks doing something altogether different.
As the pandemic brings parts of the economy screeching to a halt, Newsom also announced that the state has received more than 1 million claims for unemployment insurance over the past 2 weeks. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Blood supplies in the U.S. are running dangerously low as coronavirus precautions have put a major dent in the number of people donating. At least one California lawmaker says there are potentially millions of Americans who could donate, but an outdated ban prevents them from giving blood. Cap Radio's Randall White explains.
Gay and bisexual men have been restricted from donating blood since the AIDS epidemic of the early 1980s. The FDA revised the rules back in 2015, but it still bans those who have had sex with another man within the past year. California State Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco says this effectively still amounts to an all-out ban.
No matter how promiscuous someone is, gay or straight, the testing will screen out any blood from a person that was infected at least 10 days ago. So there was only a 10-day window now.
The Red Cross confirms that 10-day window. Wiener says the FDA should consider this for all donors, regardless of sexual orientation. He has sent a letter to the federal agency saying this could help with the current blood supply crisis. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
KVCR News is updating our website daily with the latest information on coronavirus and its impact to both San Bernardino County and Riverside County. For the latest updates, please go to kvcrnews.org to see how your community is being directly affected. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.